You are ready. I bet the kids are ready for this first meet of the fall season, aren't they?
We're ready to go. We got to have an icebreaker rodeo this yesterday, Labor Day, down in Grand Island for the Nebraska State Fair. And a couple of the girls had some good success. Ginger Hurlburt won some scholarship money in the breakaway, and Andrea Meyer won some scholarship money in the goat tie-in.
That's terrific. Just kind of a little, preseason thing down at the state fair. Did everybody have a chance to compete, or just a few?
We took a majority of the team down there. Able to send a few based on their performance from last year. So we were able to represent Mid Plains. The other schools competing were Chatham State, Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture, and University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
So it's always MPCC is always battling bigger schools all the time, but they enjoy that, don't they?
Absolutely. They all did good. They were kind of, all the schools worked together to help put on a Nebraska high school rodeo as well. A lot of good camaraderie built between all the Nebraska colleges here.
You're heading to Wisconsin for the first meet. That's the case with MPCC rodeos. You always got to put miles in. There's not many, except for home meets. Usually, if you go out of town, you're going to put some miles on, aren't you?
We've got about a 10-hour trip ahead of us this week, and the kids are. We're going to tune up, practice a few more days this week, and get the convoy put together, and head north and east.
Throw some names out, Coach. I'm sure you got some sophomores who've been around here for a year or so, and you got some fresh new faces, freshmen, going to get their feet wet for the first time.
Yep. On the men's side, we've got Jacob Heron, Nick Redinger, and Barrett Schleeker, strong competitors in all three timed events. Got some great freshmen coming in. Dalton Kunkey, Caden Wooters, and Rex Day. Everyone has been practicing great, and I'm sure all the men are going to step up this weekend in the first one. On the women's side, Ginger Hulbert and Andrea Meyer, they're coming off some strong competition yesterday, and I'm sure they're going to keep it continuing. And the freshmen, barrel racers, they're all ready to run, so we'll get some points on the board.
This team, I'm sure you've watched the practice, getting to know them, it loves to compete, and that's going to be the case at every single meet, aren't they?
They're hard workers and great competitors. I'm excited for them.
Not to look past this meet, but next week's pretty special. You got your first home meet coming up, don't you?
We'll be gearing up for Mid Plains Stampede in North Platte. Everything's coming together. A lot of great support in our communities. And we're excited to host two regional rodeos here in a couple weeks. Doubleheader. Go Thursday through Saturday. And going to bring about 300-some entries into North Platte for a big weekend.
And that'll be the first of kind of two home meets. You'll have one, of course, North Platte, and then one later on in October toward the end of the month here in McCook.
Yep. We'll be hosting a fundraiser at the end of October and kind of have fun with that. Chance for us to raise some money and put on another event here in the community.
I'm sure you're having a ball with this. This is your first year, your first fall season go around, and you're having a lot of fun, aren't you?
I'm enjoying every minute of it. It's some great kids, a great school to work with, and taking time to take it all in. Really cherish it. Great group of people.
Yep, no question. You and Alki, once again, good team. He coaches his events. You got the timed events as well, and you're expecting your kids. They don't like to lose, I'm sure. They are wanting to win every event they go to.
We've got some true competitors, and they when they nod their heads, they're going first place.